Dear Abbas, a narrative of love composed for you.
Maybe without exaggerating, there were 40 tanks in that area. I'm almost certain they used that route all three times, you know that.
I'm sure they've placed these tanks on the other routes as well.
We haven't been able to identify more than four routes so far. I'm sure there's more than that, though.
This is all the information we have. We have to take a risk.
We have to be careful what we're risking.
You haven't forgotten the promise you made to the Colonel.
We have to do our jobs. The rest we trust to God.
So, what do we do?
God and you, I trust.
We'll be three teams. In this area, we'll circle at high altitude. As soon as they arrive, we'll be right on top of them, just like an eagle. Yaeli.
Thank you. Eagle 2, Eagle 1. Eagle 3, Eagle 1.
Eagle 2, copy.
We'll separate from each other, guys. We'll circle in the specified area. Report anything that you see that's suspicious.
For example, the first time he saw my aeroplane, he asked, "What's this thing?" I told him, "It's not a thing. It's called an aeroplane. It flies. It's my aeroplane." He was surprised and asked, "What? You fell from the sky?" I told him, "Yes." He said, "Oh, that's really strange." And he started to laugh. When he was done laughing, he said, "So you came from the sky. What planet are you from?"
"Uncle."
"What is
it?" "Did my daddy fall from the sky too, like that guy did?"
"Yes, my darling.
Fatima, Fatima. My dad, just like yours, always goes up into the sky.
Well, should I read the rest of it? Should I?
Read it.
Well, where were we?
Miss Eggmatt, hit it
no,
once, please.
I can't.
Miss Eggmatt, hit it.
Well, they're
I don't
both
please,
this
hit
way.
It.
No, go ahead and hit it.
You've never hit it
they're
before.
They're right. Come on.
Come
okay.
on, just hit
all
it
right.
once.
I'll
come
try.
On.
Okay, all right, but sure. remember now, just this one time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Woo!
Yay!
I can't believe it. Tell me, what do you do with that camera 24 hours a day?
Hey? Let me just put it.
I can't believe she really hit it. Woo!
Tell me, did you
that
finally
was so
call
good.
Masood?
Yes, I called Woo! Him, but I had to lie to him.
Hey.
Yes, I told him my university work had hit a snag.
Really? That's great.
What was I to do?
The Iraqis want to completely stop us from exporting our oil and prevent it from leaving the Persian Gulf. That way, our main artery will be cut off. Abbas, we should make a plan to prevent that from happening. We have to think of something.
I'll work on the plan. But for the time being, this area has to have sufficient air cover. I want you to be in command of the squadron escort, okay? Yes. Connected. Hello. Good day to you, General. How are you doing, sir? Yes. Yes, for Wednesday. General, yes, there is something that I want to say to you. I thought a lot about your suggestion regarding the position of force commander, which you've been kind enough to suggest to me. If I may, I'd like to recommend Colonel Sattari for the position.
Abbas, Abbas.
Regardless, in terms of management and expertise, he's much more qualified than I am. Yes, you're right, sir, but I'm more inclined to be involved in operations. I want to be able to take part in all operations. If you would be kind enough to talk to him about it, and if he were interested and God willing accepted, I'll comply with whatever he says. I'll see you personally for further clarification. Take care of yourself, sir. Ya Ali. Goodbye then.
What sane person passes up on an opportunity to become the force commander?
For now, I want to talk to the commander of my house, so if you'd be kind enough to leave us alone, I'd be most grateful. Hello, how are you, Miss Malihair? It's your servant, Abbas.
Abbas, it's you. What a surprise you've called.
Are you well, Sugarplum? Do you like to embarrass me?
Do you know how many days it's been since you've been home?
Where are you?
I got back to Isfahan this morning.
Are you coming home?
Well, no, I can't. I have to go to Bushehr in the afternoon.
I'm really sorry. I swear. Are the kids well?
They're fine, thank God. Muhammad is
teething.
Already?
Abbas, he's 1 year old.
Please kiss them all a lot for me. I really miss them so much.
When are you coming home?
I'll come and see you sometime next week.
I promise.
Either way, it's your house. We'd be happy if you came to visit us.
Just please, don't make a big deal out of it. I'd be embarrassed
if you go to too much trouble.
Quit joking.
Take care of yourself.
Same to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. God, thank you. Hello? Well? Now I'll come myself.
I swear, I'm really sorry. You and these kids have become slaves because of me. You can say whatever your heart desires.
I've been free from the first day I've been with you, love.
And my only concern is you and our little chickies, Sugar Plum. Otherwise, I'm also free in both worlds. We don't spend enough time together. In these small opportunities that we have, I'd like to listen more to you. Go ahead.
Do you have time for me to read some of my writing for you, perhaps?
You write? Since when? You never said anything.
Let's go sit down and I'll tell you. Letter number 11. Our house is filled with the sound of an eagle. Abbas, the way I'm being destroyed, the way I'm experiencing it, isn't a story, it's a passion play that can't be described or repeated. The way that for you, I've always been going from place to place and dragging my loved ones with me, maybe it's not tolerable or even describable. The Abbas that came to me to be an ointment for what ails me has instead become a wound that would kill me bit by bit if I let him, as I struggle all by myself. But I haven't let it, and we won't let it, me and our most precious, Salma, Hussein, and Muhammad. Abbas, the person who wrote these dark words you're reading is a woman with instincts that she has been able to suppress and silence, a woman who cannot and will not ever be able to tolerate the presence of a rival and opponent. But the rival is very powerful. It's a piece of metal that's cold and hard and emotionless and destructive. I'm not saying these things in order to find fault or blame you, but the most precious thing in my life is you, and I know that your objective justifies the hardship. What you desire is everlasting, and the hearts of our enemies are the targets of your fiery bullets. Abbas, do you know what I've been teaching to our dear, sweet children who have to still experience the joy of their own childhood? I think you've seen it once, maybe only one time. Do you remember one night when the rumbling sound of an aeroplane rose from over our roof and shook our house to its foundation, and the children, and along with them, myself and you, clapped and cheered until the frightening, horrible sound kept becoming more and more distant from our home, Abbas? I don't know how many times that happened, but you were the witness of that one time. With what we'd created for ourselves, it became our childlike belief that it was Abbas and other Abbases who are going to turn the cold hearts of the enemy into ashes. But each time, with each flight, the claws of my eagle, Abbas, add one more wound to the multiple scars of my tortured heart, which I will happily accept.
Like you, your writing is beautiful.
This is your one, isn't it?
Yes.
Colonel, sir.
I'm listening.
They've contacted from command headquarters.
When?
About 10 minutes ago.
Okay, I'll be there. I'm sorry. It was beautiful. As God is my witness, I'm ashamed, Mali. My hope and joy after God is my family. I'm a beggar for your kindness, which I would not trade for being a king.
The children and I, we need you, Abbas. Like everyone else. See us like the rest of the people, maybe just a bit closer to you. Okay?
Are you trying to embarrass me? Just pray that the war ends soon. Tell the children to pray. God answers the prayers of children more quickly.
That's what we always do. Get up, let's go. Your flight uniform has dried, I have to iron it. You'll be late, you know.
I can't get enough of being with you, Madam Teacher. Oh, forgive me. I meant Madam Writer. Will you read more of your beautiful writing for me?
During the time I'm at home, I'm either reading or writing, and lately I've been reading Jalal al-Ahmad's Hajj travelogue, you know it?
Before I set foot in the area surrounding the Kaaba, I thought I was a great and important person. But I realized I was very common and ordinary. Nothing more than a small man.
You mean it's possible that we'll all be able to go on Hajj?
God willing, it'll happen, and we'll go with heart and soul. Yareli. Okay, kids. Come and take them. Come on. Be careful. Don't drop it. Here, my girl. There you go. Sweet, darling girl. Yeah, don't drop it, champ. Good boy.
From that call you made from Isfahan, I realized you were busy cooking, you know.
Well, you know, I thought for a second that poor thing, with 5 grown children, with his wife and himself, that's 7 of them. If you put us all together, we're not more than 3.5 people. It's big enough for us.
Even when you don't speak, I understand you.
How would you have done that?
This place is for officers, not pilots.
You've really started to get it, Malihir. You've become full military.
We have all become accustomed to hardship and loneliness.
Of course, there's being happy, generous, and compassionate. There's these things as well.
Now, don't jinx me, love.
Forgive me, Colonel, sir. My foot slipped.
Forget about it. Go in the kitchen and bring the broom and dustpan. Hurry up.
Hello, who is it?
Hello, how are you, sir? Forgive me for bothering you. I'm Mayor Manesh. Is Miss Kafuri there?
No, unfortunately, she's been checked into the hospital.
Oh, my God. God forbid. Has something bad happened to her?
She was in an accident.
I'm sorry to hear that. How's she doing now?
She's not doing very well.
I'm really sorry to hear that. She's like a daughter to me. So I suppose our meeting for tomorrow is cancelled, right?
Forgive me, Mr. Manesh. I wanted to ask if it's possible for me to come instead of her.
Yes, of course. That's no problem at all. I'm just worried and concerned about your wife. You have my address. I'll be waiting for you tomorrow at 4 in the afternoon.
Thank you very much. So I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye for now.
Well, I don't know where to get it fixed. My local garage has had 3 goes at it. I'm not at all sure that they know what they're doing. Anyway, you can't get the parts. We've been waiting 4 weeks now for that belt.
Gentlemen, I say, why don't you talk a bit? You'll get bored otherwise. Have some tea.
Thank you very much.
This tea is different from other tea you've drank before. This tea is from Abadan. Talk a bit. Go ahead
and
talk.
Yes, I talked about
yes.
that.
Yes, I talked about that.
All these retired gentlemen that you see, they're all former pilots. They're my friends, old colleagues of mine. We all get together once every month. God bless his soul, that great Abbas Babi. When I wasn't wearing my uniform, he'd say, "What's going on, man? You're not of the sky today," meaning I wasn't wearing the blue outfit. That's why from that day on, I never wore anything but blue clothes. He was the one that started this tradition of getting together once a month, so we all find a reason or excuse to gather together at one of our houses and gossip about those of us who couldn't make it.
Don't take the things he says seriously, Mr. Karami. We've all gotten used to each other.
We spent days together with each second of them full of memories for us.
Your wife recorded some of those memories. She wanted to go on a trip and asked us to write down the memories we didn't have time to talk about and give them to her.
We've put them all here, God willing. And when you want to leave, we will give them to you.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of all of you. I just wanted to know if I have permission to use your names when your stories are published.
Well, that's up to each one of them. I've given my permission. You guys decide for yourselves.
No, it's no problem, really. It's not a problem.
Please, it would make us happy.
He's talking about private matters, things that no one else knows about. Example, I'm talking about Ghulam, who hated to eat persimmons.
Okay.
Man, one day when it wasn't the season for persimmons, I really went out of my way to find 2 kilos of them, and after that we put it all in the cockpit. I figured he'd come and see it, get upset, and destroy the whole airbase. Well, it's not so easy to destroy an entire airbase. Nothing. So we were waiting for him to come and get upset. Man, he started to do what? He peeled each one of the persimmons and ate them all. Man, I got so frustrated. Really frustrated.
Man, he never stopped with his practical jokes.
I almost went nuts myself.
Well, if anyone else has something to say, with your permission, of course that is, I wanted to record it.
Go ahead. Not a problem.
You know, during the war, when a bullet hits or you fire an RPG, you can record the entire thing. But in an airplane, there's barely enough room for just the pilot. Up to the point that you're on the ground, into the plane and turn it on, they come and record you. But after that, you're alone, all alone.
During war, everyone wants to shoot you down. The enemy's plane is above you, anti-aircraft guns and missiles below you. You don't even know if the mission plans have been revealed or not. It's not possible to record these things, Mr. Karami.
A pilot's tasks are done so quickly that you can't even describe them.
You can see the moment a soldier gets shot on the ground, but can never witness a pilot being killed. No one sees a pilot that gets burned alive. It turns to ashes in the sky.
That same Abbas that fought like a brave lion in the war, in his personal life, had a heart as gentle and kind as a child's. I remember one day I was done with my flight mission and busy walking back from the base,
Colonel, sir.
If you're going to the end of the street, get in.
Thank you, Colonel, sir, but I won't trouble you.
Get in, I insist. Yalla. Are you doing well, God willing?
Thank God. Are you going on a trip?
To Hamadan base.
Well, have a safe trip.
Thanks very much.
Forgive me, Colonel, but why do you travel by car? There are those that have lower ranks than you, but expect to be flown everywhere they go.
I'm more comfortable this way. I can see God's nature. I really enjoy it. I get a chance to think of it. There's tea in the thermos. You want some?
No, thank you.
What was that?
To tell you the truth, I didn't see it.
Hello, hi there.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you, and yourself?
Thanks, I'm fine.
Can you please get Colonel Bobby? Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Please hold for a minute. Hi, hello.
Hello, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We're alive, thank God.
Are you well?
I'm fine, thanks.
Are the kids well?
They're well. They keep asking about you. It seems I called it a bad time.
No.
You're not just saying that.
No, no.
Are you well?
I'm fine, thank God.
It's been 2 days and I haven't heard from you. I thought I'd call and see how you are. Are you taking care of yourself?
I'm fine. Well, I guess I'm okay.
The kids miss you all the time. They get bored from the loneliness. You know how wild they
yes.
are.
Yes. Yes. So don't stay alone.
No, I keep them busy.
Oh, by the way, Annie is here. Is
Saeed with you?
Yes, he's here.
I'll give the phone to her.
Annie wants to talk to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Abbas.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Bye.
Hey, what? One and two and a little over there, okay? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. How are you? Are you well?
Yes, I'm fine.
What are you doing over there? You were supposed to come and stay at our house.
I came to visit Malie. When will you be home?
I don't know. You know.
There are procedures to be followed here. There have to be letters written up. I have to consult with Abbas.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Does anybody want some tea?
Yes, we do.
Well, children, good job. You've really done so much. Always busy. What should I do?
It's always like that. Don't worry. It is a border base. It's busy.
I'm really worried and stressed.
I had to call 3 times before I got through.
Aunt, I'm really, really bored. Will you please come play with me?
Okay, we can play.
What should we play?
The numbers game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What's going on?
Don't be scared. Darling, don't be scared, all right? I'm right here.
Go?
Come on, let's get ready. We'll go to the shelter.
Where are we going?
Come on, let's go. Come on. Darling, don't be scared. Come.
Layli.
Thank you very much. On both sides of the road, the glowworms are flashing. Just like an airport landing strip. It seems it was that same road. The road that Layli had her accident on. I don't know what the dream means, but I sense Layli wanted to tell me something. Dr. Hajian said Layli's worsening condition can also be a signal. I didn't take what she said seriously, but that dream. Layli said every second I arrive late might be too late forever.
You mean, you think you saw the same road that Layli had her accident on?
Maybe if I can find out where Layli was going to, I could do what she's wanting me to do.
Haven't you gotten anything from among the interviews and videos?
Not yet. And during this time, no matter what I've tried, I still haven't got a clue.
I'm sure things are gonna happen for you. You know, usually these types of dreams are meaningful. I've been having dreams of a bus a lot lately.
God bless his soul. Forgive me for bothering you. With your permission.
It's no problem. Mr. Karami, this is my son's number, Hussein. He really likes you. He wants to talk more with you. It seems you didn't feel like talking that day.
Yes, of course. I'd be really happy to. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.